Now I have the pleasure of bringing on Brian Bennett. He is the founder of the Bennett Hospitality Group. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you, Mark.
Well, thank you for joining me. You have an entrepreneurial journey that is at the top of the list here in the region. Maybe just for the rest of Sacramento and our community, who is Brian Bennett? And give us a little flavor of your entrepreneurial journey.
Oh, I've been in the restaurant business a long time, as you know, and I'm the co-founder of the Paul Martin's brand, and it's thanks to the support we've had in this community. It's doing great, and it's in three states and running hard. And so my wife and I decided that maybe we should try again, and so we created Bennett Hospitality Group, Susan and I, and our first venture out of the Bennett Hospitality Group is Bennett's Kitchen Bar and Market. Going in Roseville at Eureka Road and Lead Hill. So it's our first little venture.
How did you choose that location? So this is my backyard. I'm a Roseville guy. I love that. So I'll be able to go by there on the way home after work. Well, I don't really work, but going home, as I'm driving around town. How did you choose that location?
Well, we were looking for a place that, number one, had great street visibility. Mm-hmm. Number two, had great traffic by it. Number three, you don't always get all three, but we're looking for a spot that had a lot of easy access parking.
Yeah.
This site happened to meet all three criteria, and it was a building that was in need of a lot of love on a corner that people had forgotten about.
Well, and it's also right next to California backyard, so that's helpful. Our friend Buzz over there, you get to visit with him on your lunch break, huh? Okay, so let's talk about the difference that you're going to have with Bennett's, right? It's going to be a different kind of restaurant.
Right. So Bennett's, and I was writing today kind of the soul of what where we want to go after this whole year of development is we want it to be a community place, a little different than Paul Martin's. Paul Martin's and those other restaurants, they have a lunch and a dinner scene. We're going to have a bakery program. You're going to be able to smell the coffee at 5:30 a.m. because we're going to be serving. We have a whole coffee espresso bar. We have a baking program with fresh baked goods, so you're used to going into larger chain coffee places and getting prepared food out of bags. And, of course, my MO is we always do it fresh, so fresh coffee cakes, fresh cookies, fresh savory items, fresh tarts, fresh all those kind of things to go with coffee. And we're going to be using the Pete's brand of coffee, so we're excited about our partnership with Pete's. And then we're going to have a market. You can buy prime seafood and steak to take home. You can buy food off our rotisserie. You want a rotisserie chicken to take home with a couple sides? You can do that. You want to buy wine from Spain? You can do that. We'll have wine features. You can grab a to-go meal or sandwich. We'll have customized sandwiches and we'll have pre-made sandwiches. Pre-made sandwiches kind of in the ilk of when you're in Paris or you're in Rome and you're traveling around, you go into one of those little charcuterie restaurants and there's these pre-made sandwiches with ham and mozzarella and basil spread and those kind of things.
Getting hungry, Brian.
Right. So that's kind of deal. And then we have a full bar program and a full restaurant. So we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day from 7 a.m. So you can grab and go. You can come in and sit down and have breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We have a founder's room for private dining.
Tell me about the founder's room, because I envision, until Sacramento, I envision that being the place where the deals get done, right? As a business guy that likes to invest, where are you going to do your deals at? Sometimes we do them here inside Mark Tank. Other times we're at a super nice restaurant. Talk to us about the founder's room.
So we went out to the community and asked businessmen to support Susan and I in this. And those businessmen supported us by investing in our business. And one of the ways that we want to give back to them is we built a room for 12 with a high def TV and all the stuff that's soundproof that they can sit in and still be seen. It's going to be half glass tank, half not. But they can have business meetings. So our investors will have the right to use that for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. For meetings with no minimum.
Wow.
They can hold their business meetings, their lunches, we don't care. And when they're not there and people aren't using the room, the glass walls open up and it becomes part of the cafe seating.
Ah, wow. Looking forward to using that. And I was thinking back to this this investor group, right? So we had a little get together in my backyard and you fixed this big spread. I invited a bunch of my investor buddies. You have investor friends as well. And we were treated by this this great meal, this great food. How is that different than maybe the way you've raised money in the past, right? We have a little backyard barbecue type, or not barbecue, backyard meal, raise a bunch of money, you're launching this restaurant group. Now, you know, that how does that contrast with what you did in the past?
Well, I'm not sure that people raise money that way, but it sure worked. We wanted people to see what we did hands-on. I wanted them to experience the kind of food that we really are about, because a lot of people don't really understand, or they didn't at the time, how serious I am and my group of people are about making food by hand from scratch, ingredients that you can flavor without all the additives and other unnecessary things that people put in food. And when you do it that way, it really has a different taste, you know? And so we wanted people to experience that. And we were overwhelmed with support from that particular backyard barbecue. Thank you, Mark. First, they loved your house. Second, they loved our pitch. Yeah. And third of all, they populated our LLC so that we could build what's now going to be called Bennett's Kitchen Bar and Market.
Yeah. Well, I think as investors, we, for me, for sure, I invest in people, and you have this huge track record, not only with Paul Martin's and that chain that you built, but you were involved in Chevy's at one point long ago, right? This is a huge company. You oversaw Chevy's.
At the end of the day, I did. Yeah. I mean, I started as a manager at Chevy's and worked my way up through the ranks and learned different skills. And as Chevy's got to grow, I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to learn new skills, development, managing people, which I'm still learning how to do properly.
No doubt. Me too.
And move around different parts of the country and meet people and learn how to build a restaurant from the ground up. So I was exposed to these great things at Chevy's, and at the end of the day, I was privileged enough to run the operations for the last couple of years.
Well, you know, you think about these larger chains like Chevy's, they don't seem to be as strong today as the independents. It seems like the independents sort of have an advantage. Would you agree?
Well, I think nationally, the large chains still control most of the business, right? But internally, or small demographically, like in this market in Sacramento, I think small, single owned or double owned, or, you know, local guys and gals that run restaurants do very well here because people appreciate A, the craft, and B, the personality that goes around with it. There's not a lot of souls in chain restaurants. In small places, there's always a soul. You always can feel the owner. If the owner's doing it right, like we plan on, like we have always been, you're going to know that it's us. You're not just because we finally, for the first time, put our name on it. Because when you come in, people will have that brand of hospitality that we believe in. And the food, I think people will just know. And I think they've come to appreciate the kind of what we stand for, the Bennett, what I stand for, my wife stands for. But not only that, all these other people that we surround ourselves with that we're so blessed to have that believe in what we do to help us.
It makes me think about a business. So a guy that's built these businesses, now you're in startup mode in a way. How do you measure your success, right? We're coming into the end of the year. You've got goals probably established for next year, and yet you're working on getting something open. How do you know if you're winning or not right now?
Every day I'm winning. Some days you don't go quite as far as you think you are.
Okay.
And every day as an entrepreneur, there's a hurdle. Every day there's a hurdle. And so you have to manage the hurdles every day. And they can get sickening, tiring. They'll wear you down. They try every opportunity to break your soul. But the tough don't give up. And if you want to really be successful, you have to be disciplined enough to do the work, to meet with the people, to be honest, to communicate correctly to everybody that's involved in your team. And, if you ask the people around me, I communicate too much because I never...
You never shut it
off. I don't ever shut it off.
Go. This guy's got more energy. Brian Bennett has, he probably rivals me on the energy scale. But thinking about these obstacles, these hurdles, like, at this stage, what's been like the one that's been most frustrating?
Not frustrating, but opportunistic would be keeping things on budget in today's world from a construction standpoint is really It's a difficult thing because things are, as everybody knows, the economy around here, at least in Sacramento, is pretty hot. So people are working and construction costs are up. And what we projected 2 years ago to production costs may not be today. So we're constantly redesigning and reimaging and rethinking about how we spend our money. But we're close to the end of that. So now we're getting closer to the more exciting part, which is the creation of great food and product and that kind of jazz.
When are we going to be able to go into Bennett's and taste some of this food, experience your team's warmth and hospitality?
We think March 1st or thereabouts will be open for business at Bennett's Kitchen Bar and Market. You know, it's on the corner of Leadhill and Eureka.
Leadhill and Eureka. You're right on point with messaging here.
Just making sure that you know where we're going to be in Roseville.
Ryan, I know there's a subject you want to get off your chest here, gift cards or something like that. This is not an infomercial.
I'm just telling people go to bennettskitchen.com. For the holidays, you probably want to give the gift of joy, which would be our new restaurant, to your family, friends, and business associates. So if you go there, there's deep discounts only for the holidays, only as a pre-opening special. So you buy $100, you get $20 off. But if you buy $5,000, you get $35% in additional cards.
Wow.
So for a business guy to buy $5,000 in cards to give to his friends, family, and acquaintances, gets an additional $1,700 in gift cards to use at Bennett's Market when we open. So I would suggest everyone go to bennettskitchen.com.
Thinking about that, right? So you get open, the anticipation of a grand opening. You've done it many, many times, but at this stage, do you still get, what's the emotion? Is it secondhand? You've opened up all these restaurants in your life, but like, here's Bennett's. The first couple days,
it's really exciting because you get everybody there and you do this charity work. So you support two or three charities and you have these charity events where people come in and you kind of preview it, but you're not really doing what you're doing. So you're kind of doing drinks and appetizers and people are kind of, and it's all in support of charity, but it's also part of getting the message out that we are who we are, which is part of the community. That's all fun, kind of exciting. And then the next day you open for business, right? Yeah. And, a couple hours into being open for business, you start to take, okay, I don't have to make that call today. I can really focus on, is the cake cooked right? Is the steak prepped right? Is the beer flowing correctly? Is it the right temperature? All the things that matter to me in the hospitality business. You take off that hat that is the business guy day-to-day, dollars and cents. Not that you lose that, but then you have to put that hospitality hat on, and you get, and to me that's super exciting because you get to lead the team and they see how you talk to people and how people respond to that, and hopefully it becomes contagious. And and then, you know, you can look back, Mark, in 90 days from the opening date and begin to see the fruits of the training and the repeated, you know, muscle memory begin to work everywhere.
It's obvious to me, and it has been since the first time I met you a few years back, that you love what you do, right? You love the food. And you love the people, I think, and maybe as much as anything. And you're obviously a great business guy. But where did this inspiration come from early on? Was there something in your life or somebody in your life that sort of helped you to believe in this kind of thing?
You know, many years ago, I saw Jacques Pepin cooking with Julia Child. This sounds silly. I was like 12 or 13. It was the only cooking show on TV. I go, I want to be able to have fun like that guy. Not her. She's a little, you know. But he was having fun cooking, right? And I go, I got to make that dish, which I still remember. It was filet of sole wrapped in a romaine leaf with cheese and julienne strips of ham poached in cream. Typical French cooking.
Okay.
My poor family got to eat that first iteration of what I did.
It did not taste like
you
planned.
Well, I'm not quite sure it looked like it did that day on TV, but God bless them. They ate it, I think, at least in front of me. So I still remember that. And then I got into the hospitality business a long time ago with some entrepreneurs that were in the restaurant business in the early 70s. And I just said, man, I want to be like those guys. Yeah. They all are having fun and the businesses are successful, right?
Well, this time around, you and Susan are doing it together. You're building a business with your wife. How is that going to be different than in the past with different kinds of partners?
Oh, it's no different than having a hurricane fart. I mean,
have you worked with her before?
Not. Well, we've been, you know, Susan and I have been married 30 years. So every day is a work. If you ask her, it's a work to be around me. And so, you know, she really wanted to share in this. We really want to use this opportunity to give back to the community. We've been in the business 25 years in this community. And we want to be able to give back. And so part of Susan really being part of this is so she can be that point person and be out in the community and at the charity events and showing people that, hey, we really are. This is the walk. We're talking it. People know us from behind the scenes. We've always been involved in charity. But this way, we're really going to try it. And she wants to be that person. And so she's, you know, every color and everything we're doing, all the food she's tasting, and we bake every day in our home, and she's on top of it. So it's great to have her.
Well, I love what you guys do for the community. I mean, I can vouch for that, your generosity toward our Allegiant Giving charitable organization has been, unbelievable. So it's appreciated. So I can really say how impressed I am with you and how you've proven you've walked the walk, right? The audio matches the video with Brian Bennett. So closing thoughts here, thinking about entrepreneurship, right? The next person in line, there's people in listening that are thinking maybe I might want to, you know, start my own business. Maybe I want to take on a restaurant. Maybe not. Maybe it's something else. Any message that you might give to the next guy in line, the next entrepreneur that wants to be like Brian Bennett?
Well, I don't know if you want to be like me, but I will tell you that thoughtful consideration before movement is probably a pretty safe bet. You got to walk before you run. You have to think before you walk. You have to have trusted people around you that you have to listen to. So when you talk to somebody that says no or that's not so smart, you have to be mature enough to say, all right, let me go back and rethink this because I still want to get to that goal. But they're telling me, people with more experience or more expertise than I am are telling me that's probably full of a lot of mud. You don't want to go that way. Let's try to think about how to get around that. And I would say very careful consideration of each step and then trust the people that you trust and not others. That sounds weird.
That you trust,
You know, you have a long time commitment. I have a lot of people I've known for a long time, and I trust them. They may not have been in business with me, but I've had a long enough relationship where I can ask them a question. And so when I ask them a question, I trust. I'm not listening to some guy that's just found out what I'm doing or some person that found, and they're coming into my life saying, hey, by the way, I've got this and that. I think it's best if you closely hold it and really seek advice of those that you already know. Everybody has experience. They're not all experience that you may need, but you need to listen to them because if you filter their input, you're going to get, I think. And I would say, always think before you go do anything. Very thoughtful. I say percolate. I got to percolate on that for the next couple of days before I think about what it's going to go on. So
come hang out with me in the founder's room at Bennett's Kitchen. Brian, thank you very much for what you're doing for our community.
Thank you, Mark. Glad to be here.
If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe. Feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better. And let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.